That statement defines the challenge for brain and mind science. How can we help people learn to organize time and space, distance and relationships, capacities that are laid down in the brain during the first years of life, if early trauma has interfered with their development? Neither drugs nor conventional therapy have been shown to activate the neuroplasticity necessary to bring those capacities online after the critical periods have passed. Now is the time to study whether neurofeedback can succeed where other interventions have failed. Alpha-theta training. Alpha-theta training is a particularly fascinating neurofeedback procedure because it can induce the sorts of hypnagogic states, the essence of hypnotic trance, that are discussed in Chapter 15. When theta waves predominate in the brain, the mind's focus is on the internal world, a world of free-floating imagery. Alpha brain waves may act as a bridge from the external world to the internal, and vice versa. In alpha-theta training, these frequencies are alternately rewarded. The challenge in PTSD is to open the mind to new possibilities, so that the present is no longer interpreted as a continuous reliving of the past. Trance states, during which theta activity dominates, can help to loosen the conditioned connections between particular stimuli and responses, such as loud cracks signaling gunfire, a harbinger of death. A new association can be created in which that same crack can come to be linked to 4th of July fireworks at the end of a day at the beach with loved ones. In the twilight states fostered by alpha-theta training, traumatic events may be safely re-experienced and new associations fostered. Some patients report unusual imagery and/or deep insights about their life. Others simply become more relaxed and less rigid. Any state in which people can safely experience images, feelings, and emotions that are associated with dread and helplessness is likely to create fresh potential and a wider perspective. Can alpha-theta reverse hyperarousal patterns? The accumulated evidence is promising. Eugene Penniston and Paul Kukalski, researchers at the VA Medical Center in Fort Lyon, Colorado, used neurofeedback to treat 29 Vietnam veterans with a 12 to 15 year history of chronic combat-related PTSD. 15 of the men were randomly assigned to the EEG alpha-theta training, and 14 to a control group that received standard medical care, including psychotropic drugs and individual and group therapy. On average, participants in both groups had been hospitalized more than 5 times for their PTSD. The neurofeedback facilitated twilight states of learning by rewarding both alpha and theta waves. As the men lay back in a recliner with their eyes closed, they were coached to allow the neurofeedback sounds to guide them into deep relaxation. They were also asked to use positive mental imagery, for example, being sober or living confidently and happily, as they moved toward the trance-like alpha-theta state.